All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 128 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. How you guys doing? How y'all doing? That's what my instincts tell me to say. How y'all doing? A little nasally. Put a little nasal behind it. Hey, how y'all doing? That's what my instincts tell me to say. Anyway, hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay. It's Saturday morning as I record this. I'm going to work. I got hours of work ahead of me. It's not good. I don't want to get into all that. But anyway, I have trouble recording these at home because of various things. You know, I could blame it on the pandemic, the virus, which is what everybody blames everything on. But it has nothing to do with that. But, you know, if you want to put it in that column, go ahead. So I was thinking, maybe I'll just record it while I'm driving to work. And that's what I did with this episode. I recorded a full episode in my car, driving to work. What I did was I hooked up my phone with the microphone, a mic, and I attached it to my, seatbelt. And I just recorded it. I waited until I merged onto Interstate 81. I didn't want to be recording while I was navigating the little town we live in. But as soon as I merged over onto 81... I hit the record button, and I talked all the way to work. In fact, I get all the way there. You'll hear it. And you can hear me put it in the park when I pull into my job parking lot. So that's this episode. It's like, maybe I should just record. Maybe I should just change the name of this thing to Riding to Work with Jeff. No, that's not going to happen. The sound quality, it's not terrible, but it's not, you know, you can't make a podcast. You can't make a normal, like, ongoing podcast recorded in your car. I guess you could, but I need better equipment, you know, if I were to do something like that. Anyway, I'm going to turn it over to my friend Jeff, yesterday's Jeff. I'm going to turn it over to yesterday's Jeff, and you guys are going to ride to work with him. And then I'll rejoin you, you know, after he gets finished babbling. All right, we'll see you later. Here you go.
Thank you guys for joining me on my ride to work. It's Friday. Made it. Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to say we made it because I still got another full shift ahead of me, full of opportunities, as they say. So I don't want to get too cocky. Somebody told me that cocky is not a word that you're supposed to use in the business world because the root word is cock. I don't think that's true. I never thought of it that way. Maybe it is. I don't know. Cocky? What do you think about that? Anyway, I don't want to get too cocky and say that we made it to another weekend because I haven't made it yet. I still got a lot of hours ahead of me, and every hour is chock full of adventure. Anyway, how you guys doing? I'm on Interstate 81, headed southbound, and it's 80 degrees out, very humid though, still not comfortable, it's a lot better, I mean, 80 is a lot better than 96. That humidity is the key to it all. It can be 75 and humid, and I still feel like, this sucks, I hate this, you know, I don't like this. It's the humidity. My mom says humidity. It's just one of those things everybody says. Because that's just one of those things everybody says. I said, no, it's real. I mean, it'll affect your world. She goes, yeah. You know what is one of those things that people just say all the time? Is, you know, it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. But we need it. Like every time. Okay, Mr. Green Jeans. All right, I know you're worried about your crops. Don't you live in like a second floor apartment? You know, I don't know. It's like a 800 square foot, you know, studio apartment. I don't know, what do you give a shit about? You know, but we need it, you know. I mean, we're worried about the foliage. Anyway, that's one of those automatic answers. There's a bunch of them. I should try to make a list. It's shit that people just say, you know. Like, people say something, and then there's this automatic answer that people just are programmed to say, you know. I try not to be that way. Anyway, thanks for joining me in the car. My Chevy Cruze, we're going to trade this thing in. Tony said, nah, maybe we should wait till September. I said, what the hell's that? He's like pulling arbitrary dates out of thin air. So why? He goes, no, September makes more sense. So I guess we're waiting until September. I don't have a say in this, clearly. Anyway, still driving it. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I want something bigger. I want something more comfortable. And all that jazz. And there you go. So I had a few things yesterday. I want to tell you about something real quick. Earlier in the week on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we're supposed to have this conference call. It's a national conference call. People from all around the country. That's the definition of national, in case you didn't know. All people from all, you know, and everybody's supposed to read this book, and it's a business book. This is all supervisors and managers, and we're supposed to read this business book. And on this call, there's somebody giving an overview. We're supposed to discuss it and, you know, talk about it. Basically, that's what the call is about. So, one of my counterparts told me that he received a call from the guy who was going to host this call, asking if it would be all right if he calls on him during the conference call. And he goes, sure. I mean, what, you don't have any, that's the only thing you can say. That's the only answer that you can give in that situation. The only answer you can give is, well, sure. While inside you're going, oh shit, you know, that kind of stuff. So he told me about that, and I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't get one of those calls, you know. I mean, I'm not, you know, I used to be terrified of public speaking. I'm much, much better at it now, but it's still not my favorite. You know, I can do it. In fact, when I first started working where I'm working now, we have these meetings every week with the teams, and I used to be terrified. Well, not terrified, but I felt extremely uneasy doing those. And now I just do it. I don't even think about it, you know. So I have definitely gotten better. Still not my favorite thing in the world, public speaking. No, not. That'll never happen. I don't like to be the center of attention, you know, ever. So anyway, and I told you, when I was in Little League, back when I was a kid, I mean, I would be like, I mean, hitting line drives in practice, you know, hitting, as they call them, the frozen rope, you know, knocking some frozen ropes into the outfield. And then when the game started, when there was like people in the stands, parents, kids from my school, you know, freeze up, because I don't like to be the center of attention. And I'd be like, I'd strike out, you know, strike out on three pitches, you know. So anyway, I'm sad, you know, that kid is the same guy as me, you know, decades later. Anyway, so he told me that he got that call, and I'm like, woo, bullet dodged. Thank God I didn't get called, you know. So then Wednesday, I was the day of the call. I was sitting in the living room. I hadn't left for work. It was in the morning. And talking to Tony about something, my phone rings. And it's that guy. And he's in Chicago. And I'm like, holy shit, holy. You know, I'm like howling in anguish. Tony's going, what the hell's going on? He's like, oh my God. I hadn't even answered yet. And I'm already howling in anguish. So I answered, and he goes, good morning, Mr. K. How are you? I said, I was doing pretty well 5 minutes ago until he asked me. I said, sure, yeah, I can, you know, call on me. I said, what number am I in? He goes, I said, how many people are you calling on? He said, five. I said, well, what number am I? He said, 3. I said, all right. I said, okay, that's fine. And then I'm like shitting water for the rest of the day. Not technically, not literally, but figuratively. I figuratively was shitting water for the rest of the morning and up until 3 o'clock. And I was like stressed out. At least I had time to prepare. He told me what he's going to ask me. And, you know, I had a halfway cogent, you know, response. So I did all right. It was fine. But the run up to it was like intense. Hate that kind of stuff, man. It's no good. Some people love it. I think people like that are, I don't know, be a mental institution or, I don't know, psychiatric care or something. Who wants to be there? I mean, people that crave attention, I find that to be bizarre. Anyway, because that's 100% not me. Anyway, that happened. Today, so I got a few things jotted down in my notebook. I have to be careful because there's all kinds of construction. I know you might find that hard to believe on Interstate 81. It's perpetual construction all the time. Never. I've been here 20 years. 100% of the time, it's all construction. It's not all construction. I don't want to exaggerate. But there's construction at some point in my commute every day. You know what I'm saying? Even in the winter, they have like part of it closed off and coned and shit. It's never just get on the interstate, drive down there. Yeah, there's always. So right there, it was like the thing split in two, like the two lanes split in two. People think that the one on in the right is like exiting. You know what I'm saying? So you're just riding down the interstate and the thing splits. And in the middle they're doing something. But they're both going the same direction. They're all both going south, but people think that the one on the right is an exit. So they panic and whip back over, you know what I'm saying? Causes all kinds of problems, you know, death, dismemberment, disfigurement. So anyway, that's what I have a few things here in my notebook here. Tony and I were talking about jumping to conclusions. I can't remember what brought. I think it was something to do with her work, but it brought back a memory of something that happened with us. Tony and I used to be, well, both our kids used to be deeply involved in swimming. They started out in this age group swim team called the Abington Gators. Huge thing. There's like over 100. When they were swimming, there was like over 100 kids on it. And, it was a serious, I mean, this is not some little half-assed little thing. This is a serious deal. And they were, they both swam on it. And the older boy was actually really good. And he became, like, his last year he was the captain of the team. And he was really good at backstroke and freestyle and everything. And, anyway, so we were deeply involved in that. Tony became, you know, instead of just being a parent and being involved, you know, like, you know, volunteering for the concession stand, because no, she became the president of the Abington Gators. That's the way it goes, right? She was the president. She was running the whole operation for a couple years, like 2 or 3 years. I don't know. I think there's a term limit. It's very political. I think you're only allowed to do it for like 3 years or something, and then you have to step aside. Something like that, or maybe 2 years, I don't remember. But she was the president for a while, and while our kids were swimming. And she was, like, involved in, like, every aspect of it. It was like, it seemed like it was 50% of our lives. And so during that period, we were doing a lot of, socializing with other parents that were all almost equally involved. And, you know, I mean, that was part of the gig. So I can remember us being over at this bar, over in Clark Summit where we live. And she was, there was a bunch of us standing around. I think we were waiting on a table or something. I don't remember. But we were standing and we were drinking, you know, some people were drinking mixed drinks. Others were drinking beers, whatever, wine, you know, standing around shooting the shit. And there was this guy there. I didn't know who he was. I knew most of the people, but there were always like, people there that I didn't know. So I didn't know this guy. He was older. He looked like he was like 60, you know. And he was drinking a bottle of water. Everybody else is drinking alcohol. He's drinking a bottle of water. I'm like, I'm sizing him up. I'm like, yeah, recovering alcoholic. You know, that's cool. I mean, whatever. Godspeed, brother. You know, I had him sized up. I was looking at him like, yeah, this guy's kind of rough. Looks like he's lived a rough life, but looks like he's turned it around all right. You know, he's dressed well, and he, you know. But clearly a recovering alcoholic. But, you know, it's good that he can, you know, go to a bar and socialize. And, you know, doesn't seem to be too big of a hang-up for him or anything. So, you know, so that's what I was sitting there thinking. I was connecting the dots on this deal. Turns out, you know, a spinal surgeon, or a brain surgeon. He's like some kind of, like, nationally renowned surgeon that was on call, you know. The guy's not some recovering alcoholic. Just because he's drinking a bottle of water at a bar, like jumping to conclusions, like connecting the dots, like complete. That's one of those things where you just go down this road. And I've seen people do this all the time, where it's like they come to some conclusion that's wrong. So the entire premise is wrong. And then they just go off on a tangent, you know, based on that premise. I see people do that at work all the time. Like, first of all, the whole premise of your deranged fantasies, the reason why you're getting pissed and you're telling me about this stuff, it's all wrong. It's like completely faulty. You know, there's absolutely no truth to any of it. So anyway, so we were talking about jumping to conclusions. That for some reason, I always remember that, because I couldn't have been farther from the truth, or farther from, yeah, I didn't exactly zero in on that accurately. And by the way, just so you know, so Tony was the president of the Abington Gators, and then when the boys moved to high school, the older boy, you know, he continued on. The younger boy, I don't think he ever swam in high school. I don't know. If he did, it was for 1 year. He wasn't as into it as the older boy. The older boy continued on. He became the captain of the swim team, of his high school team, too. He was really good. And Tony became, are you ready for this? Tony became the aquatics director at the high school. Like, what the? I said, can't you just be like a regular old, you know, parent who goes to all of the meets, and you gotta be running it, you know? So she was the aquatics director for several years. It's like such a time suck. You got every parent with some kind of axe to grind. You gotta deal with, I don't know, deal with all kinds of aggravations. She's always running over to high school and locking the, you know, something, or setting off, you know, the alarms going off, and dealing with all kinds of parents, and there's a budgetary stuff that she has to deal with. And I mean, it's just like crazy. It's insane. And she did that for several years. And so we were deeply involved in all that swimming stuff. It's crazy. It seems like a long time ago. Anyway, see, next on my list, hang on a second, let me read this without crashing in the back of a car. Last weekend, somebody at work told me about this beer store that's near us, and they sell all kinds of, like, crazy ass, underground, super obscure craft beers, right? Stuff I'd ever heard of before. That's right up my alley. And the thing's close to our house. I mean, it's not in our town, but it's, you know, not far. And I'd never heard of it before. I'm like, how is this even possible? So I started following these people on Instagram, and every day they post pictures of, like, these crazy-ass craft beers that they got in. I'm like, what is that? I never heard of that before. So I told Tony, I said, we got to go over there and check that place out. So we went over there. And, you know, we're looking at Beer Advocate on our phones. We're like, I don't even know these beers. I don't know who these people are. I don't know who these breweries are. They're so small and unheard of, unknown. There's this website called Beer Advocate where they rate, or they have like a team of people that rates beers, you know. They seem to be pretty accurate, or at least they coincide with my opinions. Let's put it that way. So I trust them. So I just, you know, I use it as a general. Like if I look up something and it says, and it's rated on, all the beers are rated on a 1 to 100. You know, 100 is the highest, obviously, and that's, and there's like different categories. There's like okay. Well, there's, I think there's poor. Poor, okay, good, very good, outstanding, and world class. World class is ultra rare. You don't see that, you know. You see, you do see some outstanding. Those are good too. So, you know, I look up these beers on just to see if it's in the okay category. It's an automatic no way, you know. Life's too short for that bullshit. Even the very good, I don't like, I don't even like, I mean, I will buy stuff in that category if I've never heard of it before. But I try to get into the outstanding and, if possible, the world-class category. So we're looking at these things on our phones, just checking them out, looking at, they got all this, like, oh, I've never heard of this stuff. I've never heard of any of it. It's like all these obscure-ass breweries. How many breweries are they? Are there now? Anyway, so I found a 4-pack, 16-ounce cans of this. I don't even know what it was called. I seriously don't remember what it was called. It was called Wrench. That's what it was. Wrench IPA. You ever heard of this? Me either. It was it rated a 96 in the world class category. So I said, I gotta buy that shit. Tony bought something too called Fog Monster. Still in the fridge downstairs. We haven't had that. We had that Wrench though. It was fantastic. So I was up there. I was gonna like maybe like make some kind of issue about how did I not know about this beer store so close to my house that sells all this great stuff. I was gonna snap one of those photographs, which I am world renowned for. Very good at snapping pictures with my phone and nobody realizes it. You know, I'm known in certain circles for this ability. You know, think about that, my little secret. People don't pay attention to anything. People are completely oblivious to all surroundings. Sometimes you can use that to your benefit. Other times it's infuriating, like when people just let the door, like a door slam in your face, or, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of, oblivious is not good. But if you're taking pictures of people, you can count on them being oblivious. So you can be very bold, and you can just snap pictures, right? You gotta turn the sound off on your phone, though. That fake shutter sound. There's no shutter. I mean, there's no shutter on a phone. Anyway, you gotta turn off that phony shutter sound. And then just snap away, and people don't even notice because they're oblivious. They got their head so far up their ass. And I'm talking about 85% of the population. I'm not kidding. You can use this to your advantage. All right. This guy, so I was going to take a picture. I was going to take a picture of this guy as he was ringing up my my beer. And I thought maybe I could use that somewhere, like maybe Instagram or maybe on the Surf Report website or something. And maybe, you know, talk about, hey, this beer store is so close to my house. You know, I mean, there's nothing remarkable about this guy. He wasn't like weird looking or anything. I was just going to try to get an action shot of this guy ringing up my beer at my first purchase at this place that I'll probably go to a million times. All right, so, and I do this all the time. This is not unusual. I'm always taking pictures of people. All right, so this guy's like, he's ringing me up, and he's like, he's one of the 15% that's not oblivious. You know what I'm saying? And he goes, hey, you taking a picture of me? I said, what? Who? Where? He goes, taking a picture of me? I said, no, why? I mean, why would I want to take a picture? I said, no offense, but why would I want to take a picture of you? He goes, I think you're taking, don't take pictures of me. The guy was like all pissed about it. The only other time that's ever happened was over in Maryland. I was at a Chick-fil-A with my younger son. We're on the way to West Virginia to see my parents. And we stopped at Chick-fil-A in Cumberland, Maryland or somewhere. And there was this guy sitting in there with this black dot on the end of his nose. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's like a big black dot on, like, the entire tip of his nose. It's like he took a Sharpie and just drew a big dot on it. You know? And I'm like, what the hell's the story of this guy? So I'm snapping photos of this guy. And he's like, hey, stop taking pictures of me, you know. And the younger boy is like, you know, he's kind of timid, you know. He's like, God, you're gonna get our ass kicked. And I said, screw that guy. Screw that black tip bastard, you know. He's like, God, he's like all mad at me. The guy like shouting across the restaurant, stop taking pictures of me. And that guy at the beer store the other day, and he didn't care for it either. He was pissed. I was like, I didn't take any pictures of you. Like, stuff it. You can stuff that wrench IPA. Anyway, Tony's like, great. Now we can't go back in there. I said, are you kidding me? So I'll go back in there in a half hour. What's the guy? What is it? Who cares, man? I mean, what's he going to do? Beat me up or something? Yeah. Anyway, it was a little awkward for a second. The other day, I was thinking about something the other day I haven't done in a long time. Remember that when I was a kid, I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid, gas stations had those cables that ran across, like you'd drive up to the pump and it would ring a bell. Remember that? I haven't done that shit in a long time. I remember when I was a kid, I loved when my dad would drive or my mom would drive over that thing, and the bell was like a cool sounding bell. It was a very... The other day on the website, I had this update, which it was sounds that make you go crazy. And I had stuff on there like people talking through walkie-talkies. I hate that. That drives me insane. But a sound that I really like, and this is an obscure one, is when you drive over that gas station cable and it rings that bell to get the attention of the attendant, back when people used to pump gas for you. I think they still do that shit in New Jersey, maybe Oregon. I think those two states, they don't have self-pump, so to speak. But anyway, I was thinking about that today. It's been a long time. I haven't seen one of those things in a long time. Kind of miss it. I like that sound. If there's one of those around, I might just go over there and just drive over it every once in a while. Just to make me happy. What else I got on here? Oh, I just crossed the haircut threshold. It happens. It happens usually overnight. Like I go to bed, don't need a haircut. Next morning, wake up, yeah, need a haircut. It happened last night. I'm right now. I'm across the threshold, starting to move a little into the Bobby Brady territory. I don't like it. Tony's like, I can't even tell the difference. She goes, you get a haircut so often, it's always the same length. It never gets long. I said, oh, I can tell. Starts getting in that bushiness. She's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And she thinks I'm insane. Everything, you know, I think she's exasperated with me, like, all the time, you know. All right, you know what else irritates me? And I don't know. Tell me what you think about this, but, you know, you ever run into these people who don't sneeze? Just they're not free with their sneezes. They don't just go, ah, choo. You know, I can remember, like, I sneeze real loud on purpose. I can remember, when I think back on this, it makes me laugh. I can remember our kids were young, and my parents were up here visiting, and it was around Halloween, and we were at some kind of, corn maze, you know, one of these deals where they make a complicated maze out of a cornfield, you know. So we were waiting. We were paying to get into this thing. So there's a group of people standing there, and I sneezed, like, I accentuated it as loud as I sneezed so loud. It's like out in the country, you know, because it's a cornfield, you know. I sneezed so loud, it was like echoing off the hills. It was like soup. I don't know what. You had to be there. It was like so. My mom was like, oh my God. You know, she was like, she couldn't believe it. She was giving me all kinds of shit. Tony was over there shaking her head. And the kids, of course, are laughing their ass off. All the other people that we don't know are just like, oh, God. But anyway, so, but on the other end of the spectrum, you ever known people that, like, try to suppress their sneezes? They're like, huh? You know what I mean? They just make that. That's their sneeze. What kind of weirdness is that? Just let it out, man. You can't be bottling that shit up. You can't be going, you know, whoo, whoo, whoo. Man, this is weird. I heard somebody doing that the other day and felt like asking him about it. Like, what the hell is that? Why don't you just sneeze? Just sneeze out in the open like everybody else does. You know, and then we, like, holding that back. Man, that's unnatural. It's not healthy. I feel like you're going to blow the back of your head off. But I hear people do it. I don't know why that is. I don't know. You know, everybody else is like making all kinds of noise, smacking their lips, nom, 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 and all that stuff, making all kinds of noise, belching and stuff. But a sneeze? No. No. You can't let people hear you sneeze. That's, I don't know. You just got to go, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm approaching my job, by the way. It's starting to rain. You know, what it does is it doesn't rain until I have to walk to the building. And then it, you know, just for my benefit, it starts pouring down the rain just so that I can go inside and, you know, be soaked for the first hour. You know, just have my shirt wet all the way down to my skin, you know. It's done for my benefit. I'm convinced. Is that narcissism? The weather is about me, you know. You know, and the last thing I have listed here is this morning I got up. I overslept. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm stressed. It's stress related, I think. Last night at work, I was like so freaking stressed out. I felt like I was going to have a full blown aneurysm. There was a bulging pain in my forehead. I never get headaches. I am not a headache type. I never get them. Everybody else is like always talking about their headaches. I don't get them. And but last night I had a stress headache. I felt like something, you know, something was gonna blow, you know. And you know, so then I go home and I go to bed and I just sleep and sleep and sleep. I don't know. I think it's stress related. So my alarm went off at 9. I didn't get up till 10:19, which is ridiculous. And, you know, so I'm getting a late start. I'm down there. Everybody's home. Nobody's working today except me. And everybody's talking to me. I'm sitting in the living room. And all around in our neighborhood, there's just constant grindage. There's shit being ground down. I don't know what the hell it is. There's saws running. I don't know. It sounds like there's all kinds of, there's just machinery running all around. Just constant grinding. I'm like, what is going on with this grindage? It's like, why is there always machines running in this place? You sit there and it's like unbelievable. I mean, you have a tendency to just accept it, you know? It's like when you're having a dream and there's some sound and you just incorporate it into your dream. You don't even really think about it. So all this grindage going on, I mean, we're so used to it. We're just like, I mean, you don't even think about it. But then I was like, listen to that. Would you just stop and listen to that? It's like that all the time. It's like all the neighbors all around. Always, there's always work going on. Some kind of work, yard work, sawing. I don't know if people are doing like repairs or I don't know, whatever. I mean, it's just constant grinding all the time. And the younger boy's like, I don't know, man, whatever, you know. It's like roll with everything. I don't roll with jack shit, all right? Actually, that's not true, but you know what I'm saying. I hear things. I notice things. A lot of people, like I say, oblivious. All right, I'm pulling in the parking spot right here. It's raining, and thank you guys for joining me on my entire ride to work. It's much appreciated. I'm going to turn this thing over to Jeff. This is Jeff handing it off to Jeff back in the palatial, luxurious Surf Report Studios, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. All right. Jeff is out. Handing it off to Jeff. Jeff, take it over, baby.
All right. I heard it. I heard the putting it in the park. Very satisfying sound. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. That was unusual. If I could have better equipment, you know, maybe like upgrade my shit, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could just do like a podcast. It's recorded entirely while driving to work. What do you think about that? It's an idea. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but it's certainly an idea, right? All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want two of these every week instead of just one, Patreon is the way to go. That can be achieved. That dream, that utopian dream of having two episodes every week instead of just one, it can be achieved. Just go to patreon.com/JeffK. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. I call it a donation. It just helps my efforts. It supports me. And, you know, this isn't free. I mean, I got to pay hosting. I got to pay editing. I got to pay, I don't know, you know, Kleenex from the crying jags it causes. I mean, I got a lot of overhead over here. So if you want to support my efforts, patreon.com/JeffK. Do it today. It's easy. It's $4. Put it on a credit card. Comes out at the first of every month. You don't even notice it because it's $4. And in return, you'll get an extra episode every week. So that's good value. So if you want to do it today. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. Call our hotline, 570-290-8151. That's the number, 570-290-8151. Put that shit in your phone. Next time you're out, you know, partying it up with your friends. Are the bars open? I don't know. Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just call me. Give me a call. You know, and be a part of the show. I'll almost certainly use it in a future episode. So do that today too. I mean, there's a lot. I'm doing a lot of what do you call those things? Call to action. It's a call to action. The number again: 570-290-8151. It's just a voicemail system. It's through Google. I don't know how it works. It's magic. Some kind of magic. And also, if you want to send me an email, surfreportpod@gmail.com. So there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed this unusual episode. I will be back soon with a Patreon episode. I hope you guys enjoy whatever you're doing this weekend, and I'll see you soon. You guys have a great one. Bye. Oh.